We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. So the more you use Indeed, the better it gets. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Just go to Indeed.com/Blue Wire right now and support our show by saying that you heard about Indeed on this podcast. That's Indeed.com/Blue Wire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Craig is usually a fan of water cooler talk, but it's draft season, and that's all anyone wants to talk about. The Athletic has loads of articles about this year's draft. But Greg doesn't have The Athletic, so now he's filling up his water bottle in the bathroom sink. Which, to remind you, is the sink people use after they use the bathroom. Get The Athletic and get the info you need to speak draft fluently.
On the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College, this is Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. For the best agents in the business, call Alpha. Also brought to you in part by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola, share a Coke. Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Chick-fil-A. The Chick-fil-A restaurants in Alabama are proud partners of the Crimson Tide. Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota. Let's go places. And by Bud Light. This basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. Now, live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, this is Hey Coach.
Welcome to Hey Coach, presented by Alpha Insurance. I'm Roger Hoover, alongside our producer and engineer, Tom Seif, and we're glad to welcome you to Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Calendar, of course, has turned to basketball on this show, but we're excited for the football Crimson Tide as well on its invitation to the Citrus Bowl. Alabama will play Michigan on New Year's Day at Camping World Stadium in Orlando, Florida. We'll have more information on kickoff time and other events around the Citrus Bowl later on these stations and on RollTide.com. Of course, it was a winning weekend for Crimson Tide basketball. First, the men's team defeated Stephen F. Austin 78-68 on Friday. And then yesterday, the women's basketball team collected a 20-point victory over Colgate. We'll hear from the coaches of those wins tonight. First, we'll be joined by women's basketball head coach Christy Curry in a few moments. Then around 6:30, we'll talk with men's basketball head coach Nate Oates. To join us, give us a call on the Academy Sports and Outdoors hotline at 877-202-BAMA. Fans, you can stay up to date with the latest on the Crimson Tide this season by tuning into Tide TV This Week, presented by Renaissance Bank. Check local listings for TV times. That's also available online and on demand at RollTide.com. Christy Curry joins us next on Hey Coach. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Angie's List is now Angie, and we've heard a lot of theories about why.
I thought it was an eco move. Fewer words, less paper.
No, it was so you could say it faster.
No, it's to be more iconic.
Must be a tech thing.
But those aren't quite right. It's because now you can compare upfront prices, book a service instantly, and even get your project handled from start to finish.
Sounds easy.
It is, and it makes us so much more than just a list. Get started at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I. Or download the app today.
Coach Curry joins us tonight courtesy of Everwood Treatment Company. Everwood, the official treated lumber of Alabama Athletics. Everwood, wood treated right. Back at Baumhauer's Victory Grill, Roger Hoover glad to welcome in Crimson Tide women's basketball coach Christy Curry to the program. And first of all, Hey Coach, first basketball edition of Hey Coach. I'm sure you're excited to be here with us tonight.
Absolutely. It's great to be here, and you know, we're just excited. Oh, it's a fun time of year for us as coaches and players, and we keep getting better every day.
What have you learned about your basketball team so far?
A lot. You know, we've had a really challenging preseason schedule. We were on the road a lot in November, and now we're coming home in December and really have a chance to defend our home court. So we've played some really good teams, you know, and it's really helped us prepare for January. We've learned a lot and want to continue to learn a lot.
Alabama welcomes back 11 players from last year's team. First of all, is that the most you've had in quite some time?
Yeah, I think so. You know, a couple of teams in my past coaching places, we've returned a lot. And, you know, we return a lot, and we still are going to return a lot. That's exciting. So, you know, we have a lot of depth, and I think that's something that we've really built this thing to, because, you know, in this league, depth really makes a big difference.
And is that something as well, you can just continue going deeper into growing an offense, growing defensive sets? You're not having to teach players just coming in from high school what it's like to play college basketball.
Absolutely. You know, it puts you in a position when you return a lot of experience for them to show a lot of leadership. But, you know, we do have some new faces. I mean, Brittany Davis and Ariana Grizzle and Destiny Rice. I mean, those kids have some great examples, great leaders every day, whether it's how to execute or whether it's off the floor on how to travel in the classroom. So it's we return a tremendous group of people that are working really hard. Amber Richardson, Jasmine Walker, Jordan Lewis are our captains. And those are three really good ones that have had a lot of experience. And Jordan and Jazz will be back. And Amber is, you know, a transfer from NC State. So she brings ACC and SEC experience. So great group of leaders right there, and some more really good ones around them.
Yeah, you mentioned your point guard, Jordan Lewis, had the unfortunate injury around this time of the year, right before Christmas, and then had to miss the rest of the season last year, comes back, and it really seems like she has not missed a beat.
No, she hasn't, you know, and Jordan just understands the game. I mean, she's such a hard worker and doing so many things for our team, and at the same time, she's working on her MBA. So she's in the first year of the MBA program, and so her demands every day. She has to be extremely organized and a tremendous work ethic, and she's relentless in all areas, academically and athletically. And, you know, some days when somebody else is having a bad day and you see her not having a bad day, you know she's had a lot more up to that point responsibility-wise, and she's just handled everything tremendously.
Certainly has been good to see that for Jordan Lewis coming back. You mentioned what Amber Richardson has brought. How about Shelby Gibson?
You know, Shelby's a young lady that, you know, has had a lot of experience, too. And, you know, she's about to work on her master's this next year. And, you know, Shelby was pulled the second half yesterday with an injury. And we're kind of waiting to see kind of where that's at tonight. And, you know, eager for her to stay healthy. You know, she's had some ups and downs a little bit with that lately, so we're waiting to hear exactly where we're at with that.
And I think a lot of people were excited to see her play maybe last season, couldn't get the waiver to be eligible right away, but in what ways did she impact last year's basketball team?
Well, you know, a lot, because every day when you're practicing against someone like that that's had an SEC experience, you know, I think she had 9 double-digit games at Ole Miss. So when Ashley Knight and Araya Copeland go to practice every day, and that's your scout team, you know, that's a pretty good, fair, you know, example of what you're about to see game in and game out. So Shelby's just, you know, a great kid and a hard worker, and we're hoping that she can stay healthy.
Absolutely. This season got started with a loss against Hampton. After that, though, 5 wins in a row. What really changed from the first game to the win at Clemson and then the winning streak that followed?
You know, anytime you make shots, it cures a whole lot. And when you shoot the basketball well, and when we shoot the basketball well at multiple positions, I think we're very difficult to beat. You know, when we can get that third, fourth player in double figures, we put ourselves in a position. You know, when our bench can come in and get 20-plus, it makes a big difference. I think last night our bench had 24. So between our bench and if if we can get that third, fourth player in double figures, we're hard to beat. So I think anytime you shoot the ball well, and we have shot the ball well, and you've seen us have success, and when we haven't shot the ball well, we haven't had success. So obviously defending and rebounding is important as well. But we feel like we have a group of kids that have multiple, you know, weapons offensively that can really hurt people with their ability to score the ball.
And I mentioned, though, the win at Clemson really got Alabama going. You wanted your team to be road-tested. That certainly has been the case, going to places like Clemson, South Alabama, which is a tough place to play for the Crimson Tide, Tulane, because the target's always on your back.
Absolutely. And, you know, Tulane's got a really good squad, and South Alabama has a chance to win their league. You know, and then you go out to Vegas and you play Northern Iowa, who's had 19 RPI and really good. Like, that's the best, I'm telling you, they're good. And then, you know, we slipped against USC because we didn't shoot the ball well. We didn't make our free throws, all the little things that we had been doing the night before. You shoot the ball a little bit better and you're going to beat USC. So come home and play, You know, an Iowa State team that scored the ball better than we did that night and made open looks. You got to make open shots. You got to make your free throws. You got to make your putbacks. And when you do that, it's going to put you in a position. And our preseason schedule last night, Colgate, or yesterday, had a 56, I think, RPI. Mm-hmm. You know,
best starting program
history. I mean, and they're 7-2 for a reason. And the Patriot League's really good. And you look across the country and you're seeing more parity in the women's game than ever before. So there's no easy gimme. There's no easy win. And, when you're only up, 4-6, 8 at the half, people are like, what's wrong? There's nothing wrong. You know, you've seen a lot more better teams, better players, and parity across the country.
Well, when we come back, we'll talk more about the win yesterday against Colgate. Also, what's coming up next for the Crimson Tide women's basketball team. Sports Collectibles is your source for authentic Alabama memorabilia and collectibles, offering autographed items, framed jerseys, and other great gift ideas. All signed items come with a certificate of authenticity and a 100% money-back guarantee. Shop Sports Collectibles at Bryant Denny Stadium or online at sportscollectibles.com. Back with Coach Curry in a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace, learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Whoa, long time no see. It's me, the Rock t-shirt in the back of your closet. Dude, remember? You crowd surfed in me, man.
But you haven't worn me in like forever.
I get it, you're retired, but I still got some rock left in me. So take me to Goodwill, where I can really make a difference.
Your donations to Goodwill create jobs, training programs, and education assistance for people in your community. To find your nearest donation center, go to goodwill.org. Donate stuff. Create jobs. A message from Goodwill and the Ad Council.
I wasn't prepared to be a caregiver to Mom. I had no idea how hard it would be and what I would need to know. Things I never thought of, like how to improve her mood and ways for me to stay positive. Luckily, I found the Caregiving Resource Center from AARP. It had articles about the basics, but also information about the hurdles I was facing.
Caregiving Resource Center at aarp.org/caregiving. Articles, tips, and tools to help you both care for your loved one and care for yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
All right, everybody in the car, let's go.
What are we going to do first when we get there, Mom? Go for a hike?
Sure.
What about canoeing? Can we go canoeing, too?
I don't see why.
How long does it take to get to the forest?
It's not that far, sweetie.
Are we there yet?
Yep, we're here.
Already?
It's a short drive from your neighborhood to your naturehood. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a neighborhood park or green space near you. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the U.S. Forest Service.
They say that car crashes happen in slow motion. The reality is that crashes happen fast. There's no time to think and no time to check if your child is in the right car seat. Car crashes are a leading killer of children 1 to 13. Are your kids in the right seat for their age and size? Don't think you know. Know you know. Get more info at safercar.gov/the right seat. A message from the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Okay, man. This is your time. Maybe you didn't choose this, but you're here now. You're going to go out there and be an all-star caregiver. Cook, clean, be there emotionally and physically. You got to dig deeper. Drive them to physical therapy, doctor's appointments, because that's what caregivers do. Don't give up. Show the world that you're tougher than tough. Caregiving is tougher than tough. Find the care guides you need at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Alabama looks to push from right to left. Good transition D, though, by USC, and the Tide go into the half-court set. Barber on the left wing, feeds up top. Walker, a three, is good. Jasmine Walker, 6 points in the first half. Her first bucket of the second half comes here, and it's a two-point game.
Nice highlight from Jasmine Walker during the trip to Las Vegas for the Crimson Tide. And Coach Curry joins us once again. And, Coach, did you guys have some fun away from the basketball floor in Las Vegas?
You know, we had some really good food and had a chance to spend some time together as a team. And, you know, Thanksgiving Day, that was great to be together with our basketball family. But, you know, when you go on those trips, it's all focus. You know, a lot of film and a lot of preparation. So I thought our team handled things really well. And, again, you know, it's just it's always good to be away from home and learn how to be together on the road.
Can that be tough for players sometimes around Thanksgiving, maybe one of the first holidays they've been away from their family their entire life?
Absolutely. What was so cool about the trip is we had a lot of families come out there.
That's good.
Yeah, so a lot of folks came, and our kids were able to see them and spend some time with them, and we gave them some free time with their families, so it was cool. So, you know, we have a great group of parents that support their kids, and it's great to see when you have that kind of parents and kind of families around your players.
No, a lot of them were there yesterday as well for the Crimson Tide, winning against Colgate by 20 points. And you mentioned it was a closer game around halftime, but you still felt like Alabama was playing well. Jasmine Walker had some great three-pointers near the end of the first half to make Alabama have a sizable lead.
Yeah, and, you know, we came back out the third quarter and really got some stops. You know, we dominated the boards. And if you just stick with the game plan, sometimes you can't panic. You just got to stick with the game plan. And, again, Colgate's really well coached. They're going to spread the floor. You know, we obviously had a matchup issue at the five spot. They were so, you know, they're 6 foot, 6'1", and can really shoot the three. And sometimes for our bigs, that's tough. I thought when we went the third quarter with our small lineup, really were able to have some skilled players out there and did some really good things. So.
And part of that was Megan Abrams. That was one of her best games of the year yesterday.
Yeah, she did a great job. Megan's really playing within herself right now and making great choices. She knows who she is, and she's playing to her strengths, not trying to be anybody that she's not, and really watched a lot of film, continued to grow and mature. And she's one of the most improved players on our team, not just on the floor, but mentally as a player, you know, and really has worked on her basketball IQ, and really proud of her effort and all that she's doing for our team right now. Really vocal, might be the most vocal player on our team, showing a lot of leadership too, really proud of her.
And you got to like that as a sophomore.
Yeah, that's pretty good, you know, and I don't think she has a B in any of her classes. And she's a finance major. I mean, Meg's just really with it, so I'm so proud of her and hope she has a great week of finals. She's got four tests this week, so I think she's at the tops of how many tests, so she's we don't have five, she's got four. So really a big week for her, and really proud of her and all her effort off and on the court.
Part of an outstanding group of sophomores on your basketball team. Another player that really from last year to this year seems like it's taken a lot of step forward has been Hannah Barber, who at times was a starting point guard after Jordan Lewis went out with injury, and now she's really giving you productive minutes when she's on the floor this year.
She really is, and Hannah came in yesterday and really sparked us. You know, she's doing some really good things. Again, she's another player that's gotten herself in the best condition. It all starts with conditioning with Hannah. And I don't know if you can see it like I can, but she's much improved with her conditioning. She spent a lot of time in the gym shooting the basketball, making great choices, and really proud of her because she's really playing some good basketball right now.
Well, and you mentioned conditioning. Your strength conditioning program starts with Terry Jones. Jason Jones handles a lot of the day-to-day as well. Those two are some of the best of the business, and their father and son.
They are, and it's fun. You know, it's definitely a family atmosphere, and they work so well together. And really, you know, it's they do a great job with building relationships, you know, with our kids. And I think your strength coach, your trainer, Dara McIntyre, those guys are the most important people on my staff. Your trainer and your strength coach really can impact your program more so than anyone. And they do, both of those groups do a great job.
Certainly do. And, of course, they've helped Alabama get off to a winning start this season. And now you mentioned this week, finals is really the focus for your team right now.
It is, finals, and also continuing to get better. You know, being in a position to put them in as many game-like situations as we can, not practice too long. Finals, academics, our number one priority. But our goal is to get better this week. And, you know, we have a Carolina team coming here at 8-0. It's North Carolina. Shouldn't have to say much more than that. Tradition-rich program with the NCAA tournament year after year after year, and it's a chance for us to defend our home court against a really good opponent.
Yeah, that's coming up on Sunday. That'll be a 2 o'clock tip-off inside Coleman Coliseum. It's also the holiday game for Crimson Tide women's basketball, so make sure you bring a stuffed animal. Get ready for the annual teddy bear toss. Always a fun moment and always great to have such a great crowd at Coleman Coliseum for that game. We'll talk more about Crimson Tide and the North Carolina Tar Heels coming up in just a few minutes. The Cooper Tire Performance of the Week goes to Alabama football's Chris Owens, who is recently named to the SEC Football Community Service Team. The redshirt junior from Arlington Austin, Texas, is among 14 student-athletes honored by the league for their superior service efforts. Owens has been very active statewide, volunteering for 20 different initiatives, including literacy programs in Tuscaloosa and tornado relief efforts in Lee County. And that is your Cooper Tire Performance of the Week. Visit CooperTire.com to find your local dealer. Count on Cooper, an American company since 1914. And of course, every week, the Performance of the Week is presented by Cooper Tires, an American company again since 1914. We'll have more with Coach Curry when we continue in a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
We've invented a new messaging system using the crisp sounds of Bud Light. Crisp Code, Lesson 42. This is how you say happy hour. It's happy hour. Let's go get some Bud Lights. That's it for today.
Brewed with no corn syrup. Bud Light. Crisp. Enjoy responsibly. Bud Light Beer. Anheuser-Busch. St. Louis, Missouri.
Crimson Tide fans, gear up for the season at Academy Sports and Outdoors. From jerseys and hats to grills and tents, Academy Sports and Outdoors has everything you need for game day for less. Visit any of the many convenient locations in Alabama or shop online at academy.com. That's academy.com. Academy Sports and Outdoors, official sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
The Cooper Discoverer AT3, our most trusted truck tire, is now better than ever and available in three new models. The 4S, the LT, and the XLT. They're designed for the reliability and durability to find adventure beyond the pavement. And we've backed these durable tires with a Cooper Mileage Warranty of up to 65,000 miles. Learn more about the reliable Discoverer AT3 family of tires at CooperTire.com. Count on Cooper.
Hey, do any of you Bama fans work with commercial trucks? What do you do to keep them rolling? Well, I'd get Snyder Fleet Solutions on the job. Snyder provides tire and mechanical service for some of the biggest fleets in the country from 80 locations, including 5 right here in Alabama. If you haven't seen what Snyder can do, it's time. Whether you've got one truck or 200, check them out at SnyderFleet.com.
At Window World of Alabama, their motto is the same as it was when they began in 1995. Provide superior products installed by professional craftsmen at guaranteed low prices. It's no wonder that Window World has grown to become America's largest window replacement company. They take pride not only in the quality of their products, but in the service and care they give you from the start of a job to its completion and beyond. Call Window World of Alabama for your free in-home estimate at 205-916-2189 or visit windowworldalabama.com. Window World, simply the best for less.
Discover something amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science. Explore a cave, crawl inside a beaver lodge, marvel at live animals, including saltwater fish, turtles, snakes, jellyfish, alligators, and more. Experience nature close up through interactive exhibits and hands-on activities. Discover why life is amazing at Cook Museum of Natural Science in downtown Decatur, Alabama. For more information, visit cookmuseum.org.
Quick swing to the right side. Abrams, a behind-the-back dribble, goes quickly to the bucket, lays it in with a foul. A lightning fast move by Megan Abrams, her first field goal of the night. Comes in a crucial moment as Alabama tries to cut into the deficit.
Hey, Coach, it's presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. Roger Hoover alongside head women's basketball coach at Alabama, Christy Curry. And we mentioned the North Carolina Tar Heels are coming to town this week, Sunday afternoon. What can you tell us about UNC off to an 8-0 start, like you mentioned earlier?
Well, they have one of the best low post players in the country in Janelle Bailey. I watched her a lot in high school, and, man, she's good. She can really score in multiple ways on the block and has counter moves, can face and hit the 10 or 12 foot jump shot, and really good free throw shooter. So we're going to have to contain her, and they have some shooters around her. The most interesting player is Medina Muhammad, that played at Ole Miss a couple years ago, who was a transfer and an impact transfer. And so we've seen her up close and in person before, and, man, she's really putting up some big numbers for him. And then We got a shooter in Taylor Conning, so, man, they're good, and it's going to be a lot of fun. You know, they've beaten Missouri, just beat Illinois the other night in the Big Ten ACC Challenge, and have had some other games around those, so we're excited. I think, you know, it's another opportunity as a competitor you just can't wait for, and it's one of those games on your schedule that you're really excited about. We've got the teddy bear toss. We got a lot of fun promotions that night or that day. It's Sunday afternoon. So go to church, eat a good lunch, come watch us play, then do your Christmas shopping. So we need a big crowd in there on Sunday against Carolina, too.
Well, we mentioned Alabama was on the road for most of the month of November. Do you like that all of the December games are at home inside Coleman Coliseum?
You know, it's kind of the way it fell. With some return games and some openings they had on their schedule with South Alabama and Clemson and Tulane, that's kind of how it fell. But it was really good because we felt like it could build some toughness, because when you play those, you know, back-to-back games on the road in the SEC and how you prepare for that, and then you come home and play a couple at home. But you look at Bethune-Cookman, who's coming in here, and they're 6-1. And so, you know, a Radford team that made the tournament a year ago. So it's going to be some really great home challenges for us now. And I would probably love to have thrown a road trip in there, but I like the way it felt because I think it's building toughness. We're continuing to improve and get better and learn along the way. So what better learning experiences than we've had on the road? Now we're back home. Got to learn how to handle both.
Absolutely. Well, we look forward to seeing you guys on Sunday afternoon. Again, that's a 2 o'clock tip-off against North Carolina. And, Coach, thank you for joining us so much tonight. And, hey, Coach, look forward to more of these coming up.
Thanks, Roger. Appreciate you. Roll Tide.
All right, Roll Tide. That's Alabama head women's basketball coach Christy Curry. And we certainly thank her for joining us on Hey Coach tonight. You can keep up with everything Alabama with the new Roll Tide mobile app presented by Bancorp South. That's available at the App Store and on Google Play. You can download the Roll Tide mobile app now for free. We just heard from Coach Curry. When we come back, we'll be joined by Alabama head men's basketball coach Nate Oates as we continue with Hey Coach presented by Alpha Insurance. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Join the Alabama Crimson Tide, an international paper, to give kids like Annie, Sam, and Lucas in Alabama the power to read today. For every $10 you donate, a local student like Annie will receive 2 books. 100% of funds raised go straight to help young students in Tuscaloosa become better readers. Coaching for Literacy's mission to give every child the ability to read starts with you today. To learn more, text TIDE for Literacy to 71777 or visit fightforliteracygames.org.
Best tailgate? It's gotta be burgers.
And an ice cold Coke.
Real football y pollo asado.
Hoops and wings.
Chips and subs.
Nah, hot dog.
No, Dodger dog.
I'll drink to that. Pass me a Coke.
It's gotta be crawfish.
Mac and cheese.
No, 7-layer dip.
Ribs.
No contest.
Hummus.
What?
You need a hot grill.
And an ice cold Coke.
Of course.
Football and Coke, come on.
It's got to be Coke.
Game day? Race day?
Calls for Coke.
You know it.
It's tailgate 101.
Is that a faucet running?
That's not a faucet. That's a river rushing through the forest. Forest rivers provide over 100 million people with clean water to drink.
What? I can't hear you because of the vacuum.
That's not a vacuum. That's the trees in the forest cleaning up the air we breathe.
I didn't know the trees were so amazing.
Yep, and the forest gives us shade, trees to climb.
That's awesome. Let's go explore some more.
Visit the forest today and enjoy all it does just for you. To learn more about the forest and find one near you, go to discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the US Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
A ranger station.
I'd like to report a bear hug.
Okay.
I put out my campfire and Smokey Bear hugged me.
So you drowned the fire, you stirred it, drowned it again, and felt that it was cold?
Uh-huh.
Yep, he's just letting you know you did good.
Bear hug from Smokey Bear. Status update.
I'm gonna let you go now.
There are many ways to start a fire, but one sure way to put it out. Learn how you can do your part at SmokeyBear.com.
Sponsored by the U.S. Forest Service, Ad Council, and your state forester.
I'm probably okay to have one more drink before I drive home. I'm probably okay. I open the window to stay alert.
Probably okay. I just popped some gum in my mouth.
Step out of the car, please.
I probably made a mistake.
probably okay isn't okay when it comes to drinking and driving. If you see a warning sign, stop and call a cab, a car, or a friend. Buzzed driving is drunk driving. A message brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Lewis on the left front court to the left wing, top of the key, Petty. He spins around, shakes free of his defender, behind the back pass to Lewis. History is perfect. Alabama's first APS three-pointer of the game makes it a one-point game. It's Stephen F. Austin, 11, Alabama 10.
Nice highlight from a nice win for the Crimson Tide on Friday night as Alabama men's basketball defeated Stephen F. Austin in its last game. And now, this is Roger Hoover, pleased to be joined by the head coach of the Crimson Tide men's basketball team, Nate Oates. And coach, welcome to Hey Coach, now that we've entered basketball in the Hey Coach season of things on the Crimson Tide Sports Network. How are you doing?
Good. Thanks for having me on.
Well, we're certainly glad you're here. Certainly glad as well that Crimson Tide played as a team, picked up a strong victory on Friday night against Stephen F. Austin. What did you see in that ball game?
Yeah, I thought our defensive effort was really good. You know, they were number one in the country in turnover rate. Matter of fact, if they keep up at the rate they're going now, they'll be the highest turnover rate defensively in the country in the last 18 years. So they turned us over more than we wanted, but I thought defensively we were good enough to overcome some of the turnovers. You know, it was great to see Alex Reese get off. You know, he came out, been struggling a little bit from three, hit 4 of 8, which I was really happy to see him. I thought he deserved it. He'd been working hard, playing through some injuries. And so, you know, it was good to get a win. I mean, that team went in and beat Duke, so there's a quality team that plays hard. We were going to have to play hard. I thought our effort was good enough to win. We just have too many turnovers. We got to get it figured out. And, you know, we got 8 days between games. We don't play Penn State till Saturday, so hopefully we can get some of that stuff fixed here in practice this week.
And also continue to get your basketball team healthy. Just we talked about way earlier in the season all the preseason injuries leading up to this year, but even in the season there have been a lot of guys banged up.
Yeah, you know, with Juwan and James Rojas both out for the year with their ACLs, you know, that takes us down. And then Quinterly didn't get cleared by the NCAA, so now you're down to 10 scholarship guys, you know, and 6 of them are practicing now. Like, we've got 3, you know, 6 guys in the rotation. We've got 1 that's not really in the rotation. So we're playing 9 guys in the rotation. Like, 3 of them aren't able to practice very much. Like, Herb didn't practice today, Beetle didn't practice today, and Reese didn't practice today again. So we're just, you know, they're tough kids that are playing in the games. Clark's doing everything he can to make sure he plays in the games, which is when we need him. But it does hurt for them, you know, not to be able to practice. I think it hurts their rhythm, hurts their skill. Like, that contributes to some of the turnovers, I think. So if we can ever get healthy, you know, I think we got a chance to be pretty good. You know, we need Herb, obviously, to get healthy. He's a big part of what we're doing. Beetle, we saw what Beetle can do down in the Bahamas, you know, in that last game against Southern Miss. So it'd be great if he'd get healthy and, you know, make some shots for us like he did against Southern Miss. So, you know, he's a tough kid that's been in a lot of big games, you know, in his career at West Virginia. So we could certainly use him, you know, a lot healthier, especially against Penn State. It's going to be a tough game. And then, you know, Reese just can't seem to buy a break. His foot, you know, he's kind of in a walking boot. He's going to be able to play in the games, but, you know, not sure how much he's going to practice. We just got to make sure we stay him for the game. So the other 6 guys are getting a lot of reps in practice, and, you know, we'll get better. We'll practice with who we got and do everything we can to make sure we get better. Those guys that are hurt, we'll get them a bunch of kind of mental reps with the video, go through a lot more stuff with them, make sure that they're aware of what we're doing.
Yeah, you mentioned Alex Reese wasn't able to do hardly anything in practice last week, but it just shows what kind of performer he is to have the game that he put together against Stephen F. Austin. And also, he just keeps taking those three-pointers, and you kept encouraging him, even then when he had some misses maybe in the Bahamas, keep taking those shots because they will fall.
Yeah, he's one of our better shooters. You know, if you go back, we stat everything in practice. Like, for the first couple months of practice, he was one of our best shooters, if not the best shooter. So, you know, guys go through slumps in games. Just the way the game works, the way sports works. You know, I think all sports, different guys go through different slumps. I thought he's a really good shooter that didn't need to be hesitating on his shot, whether to drop it or not. He needs to just keep shooting, and when he's open, they'll drop eventually. And we encourage him to do that, and he comes out and hits 4 threes in that game, which were big. We needed him to hit them to kind of open the game up, and that's what he did for us.
Well, Alabama's played certainly a tough schedule so far this season, and when you look really game in, game out, every time you and I sit down before the ball game, we're talking about a team that should contend in its league for the league championship and possibly get to the NCAA tournament. Have you liked going up against such tough competition at this time of the year?
Yeah, I think it's been good. You know, obviously the record's not the same as maybe some other SEC teams that played a lot weaker schedule, but I think if you expose yourself early to some stuff you need to work on, that you know, you got to get your guys' attention, work on it, get better, and hopefully it'll prepare us for SEC play a lot better than, you know, playing some weak teams that may, you know, we would have been 6-2, 7-1, whatever, you know, 8-0 or whatever we would be. So I don't mind taking some losses early as long as we're learning from them. You know, losing's not the worst thing, especially in basketball. You know, in football, you can't afford losses if you're trying to win a national championship and do all that. In basketball, if you're trying to make the NCAA tournament, you can take some losses early, learn from them, and get better. You know, now we can't keep taking losses. Like, we're, this Penn State game is a big game. We'll kind of see where we're at. It'd be nice if we had all the guys that were playing for us this year fully healthy for it. You know, we, you know, I think Clark, our trainer, is doing a really good job getting them there ready. So hopefully with, you know, we kind of had 15 days where the only game we had was the Stephen F. Austin game. So after playing three games in a row, and it's kind of like the MASH unit down there and the Bahamas, hopefully with this nice 15-day stretch here, we'll have some guys a lot healthier going in the Penn State game. You know, they have a game tomorrow, so we'll have a little bit more rest between games than they will. So, you know, if we can get healthy and we play them well up there, and if we pull off a win, that'd be huge for us. And, you know, the other thing, we don't have that many home games, which is a little bit different for kind of an SEC team. Like, our, you know, we'll go, I think, 40 days between true home games. You know, we go from Stephen F. Austin and don't play another home game until, or we played the Stephen F. Austin's the only one we had between Furman and Richmond. Richmond's not till after Christmas. So a lot more road games, neutral games, the Bahamas, you know, at Rhode Island, at Penn State. We're at Samford, got the neutral with Belmont. So a little bit different with the schedule than maybe what we're used to, but at least our guys will be ready for conference play.
Absolutely, and it was quite a draw in the Bahamas. You look at those eight teams that were in the battle for Atlantis. It turned out a unranked team ended up winning it. There, Michigan, after there had been five ranked teams in the field as well, and the Crimson Tide really were challenged day to day. But do you feel like your basketball team learned a lot down there?
Yeah, I do. You know, like the North Carolina game, you know, and that's a solid North Carolina team. I feel like if we'd have rebounded the ball, we'd have beat them. I thought our half-court defense was really good. You know, they've got Cole Anthony, who's supposed to be a top five pick. I mean, some people have him going anywhere from, you know, even top three pick. So I thought Kyra did a really good job. You know, we've been challenging Kyra to be a better defender, and I thought he did. I thought he was really good on Cole. Our half-court, you know, our first shot defense in the half-court was great. We just got a rebound, and we got to rebound the ball better. So then we come back against Iowa State, and I think, you know, we were ready to go. I mean, if you watch the game, the first 4 minutes, our guys were great, playing really well, jumped on them, had a double-digit lead right out of the gate on them. And then we got to get better at sustaining a defensive effort for 40 minutes. I thought it was there early, and then it just wasn't there for too long stretches. So they're a good team. I mean, you're going to see, I think, they'll play in the NCAA tournament, North Carolina play in the NCAA tournament. Like you said, a lot of these teams that we played in the first eight games will be playing in the NCAA tournament. A lot of them favored to win their league, or, you know, other high majors that'll play in the NCAA tournament. So, you know, I think we learned some stuff from that. You know, if you watched our Southern Miss game, we were really banged up. By that point, it was third game in 3 days with the injuries that we had. But I thought our guys showed a lot of resolve, a lot of character with how they came out ready to go. And, you know, we came back against Stephen F. Austin, a team that had won at Duke. And I think we learned a little. They were a really good rebounding team, too. Now they're not North Carolina, but I thought our guys did a much better job on the glass, much better job in defensive effort for the full 40 minutes. So some of the stuff that we needed to work on down in the Bahamas, I thought we did get a lot better at it here in this first game back, and then we'll have to get significantly better again before we go into Penn State.
It's Alabama head coach Nate Oates, and Hey Coach is presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. You can also keep up with everything Alabama with the new Roll Tide mobile app presented by Bancorp South. That's available at the App Store and Google Play. You can download the Roll Tide mobile app now for free. Back with more in a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
Deck the driveway with these savings. Toyota-thon is on. Camry RAV4 Highlander. Toyota-thon. The song will end, but the deals keep going. Toyota-thon is on.
Lease a new 2019 Toyota RAV4 LE for $219 a month for 36 months. Offer valid through January 6, 2020. Well-qualified lessees with approved credit through Southeast Toyota Finance. 3518 due at signing, no security deposit. With select equipment, $350 disposition fee excludes tax, tag, registration, title, and dealer fees. See dealer for details.
Here's a real tweet from a real Chick-fil-A guest. Colin writes,
"Y'all, Chick-fil-A has mac and cheese now."
Somebody seems pretty excited about our mac and cheese. Colin, what is it about our new aside that you like so much?
The mac and cheese tastes like it's pulled fresh out of the oven as if they made it just for you for your order.
You nailed it, Colin. It actually is baked right in the restaurant. Try some mac and cheese yourself at your local Chick-fil-A. Real Chick-fil-A guests paid for the testimonial.
Off-season? For Bama fans? Yeah, right. We show our team spirit year-round. Now, with a University of Alabama Visa check card from Regions, you can roll tide wherever you go. And with Regions' Next Step tips and tools, you and your Visa check card can go further. Regions is the official bank of the SEC, and we know greatness is in the grind. To learn more, visit Regions.com/GoBama. Regions, member FDIC. Terms, conditions, and fees may apply.
Join the Alabama Crimson Tide, an international paper, to give kids like Annie, Sam, and Lucas in Alabama the power to read today. For every $10 you donate, a local student like Annie will receive 2 books. 100% of funds raised go straight to help young students in Tuscaloosa become better readers. Coaching for Literacy's mission to give every child the ability to read starts with you today. To learn more, text TIDE for Literacy to 71777 or visit fightforliteracygames.org.
Everwood Treatment Company is wood treated right. Everwood is the most technologically advanced pressure treated wood available. That means no rotting, no decay, no problems. Just wood treated right. Everwood is your treated wood source and the official pressure treated lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide. If you're looking to add or replace decks, outdoor structures, or commercial jobs, choose Everwood for wood treated right. If you need it, we'll get it to you. To locate your local Everwood store, visit EverwoodTreatment.com. Everwood Treatment, official lumber of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Game day brings out the best in our players, our team, and our fans. So go for the slam dunk and grab your favorite bag of Golden Flake snacks. Because when you enjoy Golden Flake, you always win. Pick up your favorite bags of Golden Flake potato chips, pork skins, cheese puffs, or our great dipping tortillas. And let the game begin. Enjoy the simple southern goodness of Golden Flake, the official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Rebound tapped by Jones to the top of the key to Lewis and to Petty. Here comes another three. Bottom! An APS three-pointer again from John Petty, and it's 38-33 Alabama.
Hey, Coach, it's presented by Alpha Insurance. For auto, home, and life insurance, call Alpha. We're with you live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa. Make your next party legendary with Baumhauer's legendary sauces and their convenient party trays. Visit Baumhauer's.com for more information. Baumhauer's Victory Grill, legendary fun, legendary food. Hey, Coach, is also brought to you by Sport Clips Haircuts. Download the app today and check in online. Sport Clips, it's good to be a guy. This is Roger Hoover alongside men's basketball head coach Nate Oates, and understand you have your daughters here with us tonight at the restaurant.
Yeah, I got the two youngest ones, Jocelyn and Brielle. They like Lexi's with mom up at a volleyball practice up in Hoover. So I've got two little ones with me. They're behaving themselves over there in the corner.
That's certainly good. And how has your family liked the adjustment going from Buffalo? You're originally from Michigan as well. How have they liked it down here in Alabama?
Yeah, we like it. We like it a lot. It's great. What are we at? December, what's today, the 10th? And what's it, 70 degrees out there or something? The ninth, it's only the ninth. We didn't get that too much up north, so get the girls out on the swing set when we get out of here. But no, I mean they've enjoyed it. They meet new friends at school. They're liking it here a lot. So my wife likes it here a lot too.
So the snow shovel's still packed away.
Yeah, we left those up north. gave the snow blower away. Snow left a lot of the winter clothes, gave the sleds away, all that stuff. Didn't figure we'd need it down here.
Certainly good to hear. Well, the highlight we just heard was a three-pointer by John Petty. And speaking of the Bahamas trip, really seemed like he came into his own. Had that 34-point game against Iowa State. Also played great against North Carolina.
Yeah, he really came out. You know, we you see these guys in practice for so long. You see them make so many shots. I knew his struggles in the first, you know, three or four games. That wasn't going to last. He's too good. And I think the biggest thing with him is he was buying into the effort we needed out of him on the defensive end. You know, in the one game he had 8 offensive rebounds. So you see him playing so much harder that I think the offense is just going to follow. Like when you're that good, as good as he is on the offensive end, and you're giving as much effort as he was, like the offense is going to come. It's instinctual to him. You know, and that's kind of what we've been preaching to some of the younger guys, Shackelford, like just really focus on the defensive end, getting stops. You're too good on offense to struggle for very long. The offense will come, just let it flow to you. So that, you know, that's what Petty did, and he kind of talked to the younger guys about that even after. Like, just keep focusing on playing hard, giving effort, and the offense will come. But, yeah, it was great to see him kind of get going, and then he came back home, and he was really on fire again in the Stephen F. Austin game. So he's been playing really good basketball for us here.
Was he one of the guys, when you first got the job, you started evaluating the personnel, when you watched him on tape, were you saying to yourself, all right, this guy is going to love playing in our system?
You know what, I thought he's going to be really good in it just because there's so many open threes. Once you get it going well, you know, you got to have enough guys that can pass, dribble, and shoot. But once you, you know, get guys to break their man down, get into our drive and kick game, I knew he was going to get a bunch of open shots and he can really shoot the ball. The other thing that he's been a lot better than what people – had given him credit for before is he can actually pass and dribble some as well. Like he's, you know, when he's attacking closeouts, I think he makes great reads. He had a real nice pass to Kyra. Kind of, you know, the crowd kind of went nuts there against Stephen F. Austin.
He had behind the back.
Yeah, that one, yeah. Now that made the highlights because Kyra actually made the shot. He had the other one that he threw to Jaden to Shackelford. That was pretty nice pass too. That, you know, if Jaden would have made that shot, that would have been, you know, I told him he cost Petty a Sports Center highlight play there. He's got to hit the shot for him there at the end. But, no, you know, John's doing some stuff that I think people hadn't seen in his game, like kind of the taking people off the dribble, playing hard, his passing game, rebounding. You know, and he's really – we've been putting him – I mean, the kid that he was matched up with against Stephen F. Austin, Harris, had 20 in the first half at Duke, had 26 for the game, and John pretty much guarded most of the game, and he only had 4 points going into like the last 4 minutes of the game. Or 6 points. He ended up with 10, but we really held him in check to really only 6 points until the game was pretty much out of hand.
This next question brought to you by Alabama 811. Always contact 811 before you dig to know what's below. Call 811 or visit AL811.com. You mentioned taking care of the basketball was a real priority on Friday night against Stephen F. Austin, leading the country in steals, leading in turnovers forced. It also seemed like Alabama had some longer possessions, maybe went deeper into the shot clock than some other games. Is that just to keep maintaining the basketball like that, or what was the thought process there?
Yeah, you know what, and to be honest with you, that was not planned necessarily, but we did it. I mean, the thing was we needed to get a shot up. So, you know, Kyra got himself settled down there. We had some early turnovers that, you know, Kyra was a little upset with himself. He's too good a player. You know, and he got himself under control. And part of that was he knew if he had the ball in his hands, like that we were going to be all right. So he kind of kept in his hands a little bit more, kind of surveyed the court, figured out where it needed to go, and got it to where it needed to go. And it took a little bit longer. Just their defense is so different than anything else you play against. And I think their coach does a really good job. Kyle gets them to play so hard that, you know, it just took Kyra a little bit longer, and I was fine with it. Like, do what you need to do, but let's make sure we get the ball where it needs to go so we at least get a shot up. And I thought he did a really good job of that kind of once he settled down there after the first 4 or 5 minutes of the game.
Hey, Coach, is presented by Alpha Insurance. Visit alphainsurance.com to find a local agent for auto, home, and life insurance. Call Alpha. Back with more with head coach Nate Oates in a moment. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
When I grow up, I want to be a new pair of blue jeans.
When I grow up, I want to be a kid's first computer.
I want to be a bike that races around the country.
I want to be a bench on a forest trail.
When I grow up, I don't want to be a piece of garbage. And if you recycle me, I won't be.
Give your garbage another life. Recycle. Learn how at iwanttoberecycled.org. Brought to you by Keep America Beautiful and the Ad Council.
Whoa. The moment my son saw a redwood tree.
It's huge!
Is the moment I knew that for him.
You can't even see the top of that thing.
even the sky has no limit.
There are some moments only the forest can inspire. Find yours at discovertheforest.org. Learn about forests near you and discover cool things to do when you go. Your moment is out there. Find it at discovertheforest.org.
Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Jill, why don't you tell the class what you did this weekend?
Well, my dad and I went in search of some magical minnows and found a zillion of them in the stream from our lookout rock. Then my sister and I escaped from an evil slug king and went back to my super twig fort for safety. Then we told stories till it got dark, and the Big Dipper led us all the way home. Whoa.
Where were you, Jill?
We went to the forest. It's not that far away.
Ask your parents to take you and your friends to the forest this week. It's closer than you think. Check out discovertheforest.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
Hundo P. Hundo P. Adjective. Short for being 100% sure or certain. As in, if we get a puppy, I'll Hundo P always walk it.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Crimson Tide basketball back with Alabama trying to build on a 7-point lead. He goes to Reese, right wing, left alone, his three, you know it. Alabama 45, Stephen F. Austin 35 on an APS 3-pointer. Part of a big game for Alex Reese last time out against Stephen F. Austin as the Crimson Tide got the win against the Lumberjacks to improve to 4-4 on the season. Hey, Coach is presented by Alpha Insurance for the best agents in the business. Call Alpha. And Coach, it's time for the final word that's brought to you each week by Mercedes-Benz. Mercedes-Benz, the best or nothing. 8 games into the season. You mentioned this week a chance to really get ready for a tough road trip coming up Saturday at Penn State.
Yeah, I mean, they're really good. They just got beat pretty handily by Ohio State, but Ohio State's, top 5 in the country. So they've got some real quality wins. They Syracuse, Georgetown, Wake Forest, Old Miss. They had Old Miss down most of the game. Old Miss came back from like about 20 down with, I don't want to misstate it, but it was around like 10 minutes to go in the game. So, I was just watching that before I came over. Old Miss did a really good job in the second half, kind of late in the game coming back. But, it was one of the better teams. They came down to our place last year, here at Alabama. Now we got to go return the game. So, they've got one of the better players in the Big Ten in Stevens, and they got one of the top shot blockers in the country. So it's going to be a tough game. It's a true road game. We haven't had many home games outside of that Stephen F. Austin. I think there's like 4 out of 5 games where we haven't been at home. So our guys, we're going to have to play well. The other true road game we had was at Rhode Island. I didn't think we played that well. Again, we had a lot of young guys. I think some of the young guys maybe didn't, weren't used to the road game. Hopefully that gave us good experience coming to this one, because we're going to have to play a pretty high level on both sides of the ball to beat them. But I like going in there. I like being able to play a true road game before you get into SEC play against another high major. So it'll be a good test to see where we're at, and we'll have to rebound the ball. They're a real physical team. I ran into one of the assistants from Ohio State, and he was just kind of talking about how physical they were. And even that game against Ohio State, that was a tight game all the way up till about 8-10 minutes to go in the game. So, we'll be all right, though. We could practice. We got finals this week. So we game Saturday, Sunday off, kind of get their legs under them, study for finals. We went today, go tomorrow, give them Wednesday off, just another day off during finals week, try to get them to finish up strong with finals, and then they finish up finals Friday. We fly out Friday, play Saturday, and, then we've got that game to the following week after finals are over, and then kind of take a little break for Christmas, come back, play Richmond on the 29th, and then we're into SEC play. So we've got a tough little stretch here, but if we can get on a run going into SEC play, I like our chances of maybe putting ourselves in a spot where maybe we could make the NCAA tournament. But, whatever we're doing, we just got to get better every day. And, just with our injuries, it's been hard because guys can't practice, but I think the guys that are practicing are definitely getting better, and we're getting better as a team. And that's really, right now, we're going to control what we can control. We can't necessarily control all the other stuff, so we're just going to worry about getting better every day. I think we're doing that right now, and we'll see where it takes us here Saturday against Penn State.
Well, Coach, thank you for joining us for Hey Coach here at the restaurant. I look forward to seeing you week in and week out discussing Crimson Tide basketball, and just best of luck coming up this week at Penn State. We'll see you in Happy Valley next. Thanks.
Sounds good. Thanks, Roger. Appreciate it.
That's Alabama head coach Nate Oates, and when we come back, we'll tell you what's on tap next for Bama. That's presented by Mud Light as you listen to Hey Coach presented by Alpha Insurance. This is the Crimson Tide Sports Network from Learfield IMG College.
On game day, this Alabama tradition, Crimson Chaos, ignites passion and pride throughout Coleman Coliseum. Its goal? Cheer on the Tide. Intimidate the competition. At Ford Motor Company, we have our own tradition, too. Building the best-selling trucks in America, Ford F-Series, 42 years straight. F-150 is built to work smart and play hard. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Alabama Crimson Tide.
Fall for a new look, now at My Eye Doctor. It's the perfect time to change up your style and enjoy big savings on designer glasses, like $145 for a complete pair of Calvin Klein's, Valentino's, and more. Schedule an appointment today. We accept all insurances. Eye care and eyewear are better together at My Eye Doctor, Doctors of Optometry. MyEYEDR.com.
The passion, the tradition, the rivalries. SEC basketball is back on SiriusXM. We've got 24/7 talk and analysis on SiriusXM SEC Radio from hosts like me, Chris Childers, Peter Burns, Pat Bradley, and more, as well as live play-by-play. Listen to your favorite team live for $4 per month as long as you're a student. Subscribe now at SiriusXM.com/SEC Hoops.
Hey, I'm Kirk Herbstreit, and I watch college football like it's my job.
It is your job.
I know, but sometimes I like to get out of the booth and chill. Here, have a Coors Light.
Thanks.
So, where was I?
You're on my couch. In my spot.
Oh, is this your spot? It's a nice spot. Great view.
Grab some Coors Light for every game day. Official partner of the Crimson Tide Sports Network. 2019 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
What's on tap next for Bama is presented by Bud Light. The basketball season keeps it crisp with Bud Light. Please drink responsibly. Well, for men's basketball, the road trip to Penn State coming up this Saturday. That is a 1 p.m. Central tip-off, so that means our coverage on the network will start at noon along with me and Brian Passink and Tom Stipe. And then don't forget women's basketball coming up on Sunday against North Carolina at Coleman Coliseum. That game will tip off at 2 p.m. Central, and our coverage on the network will begin right at 1:55 p.m. for the Crimson and Tide and the Tar Heels. That does it for Hey Coach tonight from Baumhauer's Victory Grill, the official watch party location of the Crimson Tide. Please drive safe. For Tom Stipe here at Baumhauer's, Marshall Griffin back at our Learfield IMG studios, and Coach Curry and Coach Oates, I'm Roger Hoover saying good night and roll tide from Tuscaloosa.
Live from Baumhauer's Victory Grill in Tuscaloosa, Hey Coach has been presented by Alpha Insurance. For the best agents in the business, call Alpha. Also brought to you in part by Ford. For great offers on F-150, see your local Ford dealer. Proud sponsor of the Crimson Tide. Coca-Cola. Share a Coke. Golden Flake. The official potato chip of the Alabama Crimson Tide. Chick-fil-A. The Chick-fil-A restaurants in Alabama are proud partners of the Crimson Tide. Toyota. Visit your local Toyota dealer today. Toyota. Let's go places. And by Bud Light. This basketball season, keep it crisp with Bud Light. The preceding has been a Learfield IMG College presentation of the Crimson Tide Sports Network.
Let's jump into Peppa's world of play. Look for spring flowers,
hunt for muddy puddles and bravely explore exciting places with Peppa play sets. Peppa Pig. Inspiring kid confidence.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.